This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello and welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. It's April. It's a new month. And that means tax season, which sucks because taxation is theft. And owing money to the government can be one of the most stressful feelings in the world. Coincidentally, April is Stress Awareness Month. So this is a good month for you to be aware of the things that cause stress. And stress is one of the strangest things because you can't see it. And sometimes when you're in it, when you're in stressful situations, especially like chronically stressful situations, you don't realize it until you kind of get out of it. And it was interesting because the pandemic did that for a lot of people. It just threw the brakes on their lives. And for some people, I think a couple weeks of it was really good, just having this quiet stillness with your family until it sort of dawned on everyone that there was no terminus. And then it created more stress than people had ever known in their lives because they were worried about the virus. They were worried about the vaccines. They were being given wrong information when they would try and seek other information that might make them feel better. That was essentially censored by tech companies. So we had a very stressful environment become our baseline. And for a lot of people, I don't know that they have properly recovered. So I think April being Stress Awareness Month is very good because you have to figure out ways to mitigate stress in your life. And it's very easy. If you ever talk to your doctor and your doctor's like, you stressed, you get super defensive, like, no. But all of us are. If you work, if you commute, if you have a family life, if you are in a relationship, if you're not in a relationship, that can be incredibly stressful trying to seek out a relationship. So how do you sort of neutralize the stress in your life? It's a really important thing. And of course, there are the basics. For me, and Jimmy and I talked about this yesterday, the importance of sleep. I am a person, and maybe you are the same way, where you have to sleep and you feel horrible if you don't get at least 7 hours of sleep. There are people like us in the world. And I was diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome a few years ago. And that was compounded by having COVID and long COVID. And it was almost impossible to function. And that was stressful in and of itself. So I have found that how do you get regular sleep? You have to go to bed at the same time and wake up at the same time. It sounds so boring. It sounds so unspontaneous. But once you start doing it, it becomes such an important part of your life that you don't want to stray from it. It's like the cold showers I talked about a couple months ago. I'm still taking cold showers every single day. And I think that also helps alleviate stress. So sleep is one. I think sleep is absolutely crucial. But you have to calm your brain. You have to calm your mind. And if you are like me, when I lay down and I've got things that I have been ruminating over, and whether it is an unresolved long-term problem or it's something that has just popped up that I can't stop thinking about, the second I lay down, sometimes those intrusive thoughts don't allow me to get deep sleep. And even if I feel like I've slept for 8.5 hours, I will wake up not feeling rested if I've got that kind of stress and a very active mind. So sleep is only as good as your mind is relaxed.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
And that's why I'm a huge believer in meditation, and I'm a big believer in spontaneous meditation. I don't have a traditional meditation practice. Sometimes I do. If I'm ever near a sauna, I will go into a sauna and I will meditate for 15 to 20 minutes pretty easily and get very, very deeply relaxed. But I'm a big believer in stopping like 3 or 4 times a day and just taking 5 deep breaths and just practicing very, very simple mindfulness. And all that means is you are aware of your surroundings. You are aware of how your feet feel in your shoes and how it feels to stand on the ground and what your posture is like. And you could do something as simple as take 5 deep breaths where you put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart and you just pull in as much positivity as you possibly can, and then you exhale negative energy. And do that for 5 breaths. It will do so much to reset your brain short and long term. And if you make a habit of doing that at night before you fall asleep, it's as crucial as putting your phone and devices away a half hour before you sleep, which for me is almost impossible. I say that, but I don't do it. I always look at my phone before bed. I always watch Instagram reels and look at emails or whatever. I find stupid, mindless Instagram reels about French bulldogs to be very soothing. There's this one named Walter, and he talks, and I watch videos of Walter talking, and it made me wish that my French bulldog talked, but he doesn't. He just cries and farts like everyone else in my life. But if you can reset your brain before you lay down, you will get deeper sleep. And if you can't reset your brain, that means there's something in there that you have to externalize, which brings me to the other thing. And I've talked about this before, but that's part of sort of stress awareness, is you kind of have to go back to the basics over and over and over again in your life. If you're a runner or you practice yoga or anything else, and you know that you have to always work on your form, you always have to go back to the most basic building blocks of a practice. And so in addition to mindfulness and, you know, mindful meditation, even in short bursts, if you've got stuff that won't let your brain calm down when you go to sleep, if you are like me and you tend to run a little bit more anxious, I have to literally physically externalize things from my brain. And the best way that I found, which was one of the skills from my former therapist, who was absolutely lovely and a goddess among us, Marsha Linehan, I would write down my worries. And that was part of my practice when I was having panic attacks, was just to externalize the worries. And I have found that, you know, 25 years later, that is still critical for my brain. Because what it does is it kind of gives you a respect for what you have going on in your life. Because oftentimes, if you don't externalize it, it just intrusive thoughts and worries kind of enter this big nebulous blob. But when you actually take the time to sit down and write down what's bothering you, then you're able to see it. And you kind of go, holy shit, I can't believe that I have been dealing with so much. And then when you externalize it, it kind of automatically makes you feel better, because you've written something down with your hand that you can see with your eyeballs. And once you acknowledge it, then you can begin to tackle things one at a time. And you have to give yourself that kind of respect, because you cannot internalize stress, because it will eat you alive and cause health problems. And, you know, I believe that the energy that we have in our bodies, it can metastasize. It can turn into various conditions and even cancer, which is why you have to actively do whatever you can to externalize and mitigate stress. So sleep, be mindful, meditate, try developing some sort of a very simple short burst meditation process. It has profound effects on the brain and on your sense of well-being. Write down your worries. If you're having a hard time sleeping, always drink plenty of water. Hello, hydration. And exercise. It's the best thing for you. It really is. If you are having a crappy day, if you are being consumed by your stress, Work out. Do your favorite workout. If you don't have a favorite workout, find one. You don't have to run. Not everyone is a runner. Running can be torture for some people. If you like to run, you know that it can be some of the best meditative time you've got. I'm also a firm believer of incorporating meditation into rhythmic activities like swimming, biking, and running. They can all, your brain and your body can work together to sort of harmonize whatever you've got going on. And once you put all those things together, those are not difficult things to do. You will save your own world. And that will make me happy because that means that April is not only Stress Awareness Month, it is Ass Awareness Month. So get to the gym so you can be bikini sexy on Memorial Day. I'm superficial as well and proud of it. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app. Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.